No, not important.
Well, a lot of the film is you being intense about how great rock and roll is. And I loved so many of those lines, especially things like, now we lift a goblet to rock.
The goblet to rock, yes.
And I wondered if you, did you ad-lib that stuff? I would think you'd have it all down from your years preaching the gospel of rock in your band, Tenacious D.
Yeah, well, it is my specialty. And there was some ad-libbing when it came to the jamming scenes where I'm actually, like, you know, working with the kids on certain moves and stuff. Richard Linklater, the director, likes to do a lot of rehearsals and improvisation, and a lot of stuff came out of that. But for the most part, you know, when stuff seems like improv, it's just because Mike knows my voice and writes really well for me, and it seems like it. But the Goblet of Rock was mine. I'll take that.
Now, in the film, you see these kids. They're 10 years old, this class. You're substitute teaching. You see these kids in their music class playing orchestral instruments, and they're really talented, and you decide for your own reasons to redirect their talent to rock. Now, were the actors themselves, the children, classically trained musicians?
Yes, especially the kid who plays Lawrence. His name's Robert.